Chapter 1. Intergalactic Gambling Championship, Torgon Black Market, City of Madaga, Planet of Torgon. Riona Gray knew better than to press her luck. Unfortunately, that didn't stop her from opening her mouth to issue perhaps the stupidest challenge she'd ever uttered. "Oh, I know I can win, Range. I'm the best. I could beat your guys blindfolded, after a night spent hallucinating on Torgonian rum and drunk off my ass. In fact, I can take this whole tournament." Of course, the space pirate had to force her to put her money where her mouth was, because she'd said it in front of his entire crew. And of course, Riona took his bet and tripled it because, well, she was a sucker for high stakes and mischief. Besides, every time Range crossed her path, he pissed her off. He didn't really do anything, but his smarmy, sexist nature rubbed her the wrong way. She saw his smug face and she wanted to hit him. Instead, she continued on to insult his manhood, his ship, and, perhaps most wounding of all, his reputation as a space pirate. Apparently, pirate captains didn't like to be called second-rate cargo shippers with a puffed-up reputation with only a list of misdemeanor planetary-level charges to his credit. That one got a gun pointed in her face and the ante upped to nearly four times the original amount. 50,000 space credits. Good thing she was an expert when it came to gambling, because she didn't have that kind of money. Good thing she was so close to winning. Range could lick her boots. It was going to be sweet perfection to see his face as he handed over that many space credits. Adding that to the tournament prizes, and she'd be set for life. No more running around taking odd jobs and doing whatever she could to survive. This was it. Her chance. The tournament was a lock. There was no way she was losing at Frindle's chips. This was her game. She would walk away with the winnings, an extra 50,000 space credits, and some of Range's pride. Today was going to be a good day. Looking up at the glass and metal ceiling, she quietly corrected herself. Tonight is going to be a great night. Traveling from planet to planet, living in deep space, it became hard to differentiate night from day. Really, it just depended on where you landed. Riona loved her life. She loved everything about it. Well, almost everything. But she had seen enough to know better than to complain. Things could always be worse. She could still be starving, fighting for a small corner of a ship so that she could sleep undisturbed. Desperation and necessity had taught her how to survive. And she was good at it. There were no handouts in the universe for people like her. The loud music, smoky atmosphere, and drunken patrons were comforting in their familiarity. She liked how simplistic everyone was on this level of existence. The humanoid and non-humanoid aliens were predictable. They could be expected to uphold certain codes of honor, to a point. They would act in their own self-interest first, the interest of their crew second, and in the interest of breaking the law third. There was freedom to their tarnished honor. But best of all, none of them had any grand plans beyond amassing more money and having more adventures. They had flown to the ends of the known universes and had seen marvels beyond speech. And yet, living creatures in general still managed to debase that beauty. For most of them, life was short and fairly pointless. Disasters happened. Ships exploded. Fortunes were lost. Planets were blown into nothingness. And sometimes, smarmy pirates lost bets to a girl. Riona smiled at her last opponent, feeling her heartbeat quicken. One play left. That's all she needed. One perfect play and she walked away the tournament winner. She was aware of the stares of those in the complex on her, knew her face was being broadcast in an oversized holographic projection floating above her head so everyone could see. Long metal tables stretched out before her, most of them occupied with spectators. The smell of liquor exuded from the nearby bar that dominated the center of the building. Smoke filtered along the floor, being drawn to ventilation grates. Riona reached to the table next to her and made a show of taking an unconcerned drink. In truth, she could barely swallow because her heart was beating so hard.